3 days to go before the primary in Pennsylvania. It's getting hard to watch even a little TV in the state without seeing a political ad. Barack Obama is outspending Hillary Clinton, but both campaigns are clearly going for a saturation strategy over the airwaves. NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
The ads in Pennsylvania started out warm and fuzzy.
This is me in Scranton, where my father was raised and my grandfather worked in the lace mill. Every August, we'd pile into the car and head to our cottage on Lake Winola.
This ad plays over a black and white snapshot of an astoundingly cute Hillary. She's a toddler reaching for the camera. Obama advertised on Family 2 with an ad featuring his Indonesian-American half-sister.
People recognize themselves in Barack.
And his white grandmother.
Well, I think it's given him a lot of depth and a broadness of view.
And his wife, Michelle, talking over shots of their daughters.
Barack and I talk all the time about making sure that our girls can imagine any kind of world for themselves with no barriers.
Obama's Rainbow Coalition family reinforces the idea that he's the post-racial, post-racism candidate, without ever having to use those words. Clinton is also reaching across racial lines with an ad featuring Michael Nutter, Philadelphia's newly elected black mayor.
I know. You want to know why I'm supporting Hillary. Easy. She gets it, and she gets the job done.
Clinton is matching Obama's spending in the big cities, but not statewide. Evan Tracy is director of the Campaign Media Analysis Group at TNS Media Intelligence. Overall, he says Obama is outspending Clinton 2-1.
He's got a very disciplined regimen of ads.
He says Obama's using his deeper pockets to target multiple audiences.
He has the kind of up-tempo, sort of more movement-based messages.
Let's go save the world!
And those tend to show up on shows like American Idol, which skew to the younger voters. And he also has a number of messages that sort of address some of the very serious issues of the day, like healthcare, like energy, like education. It really looks like he's running at sort of both ends of the baby boom.
But in the last few weeks, Clinton has challenged Obama's broad-based ad strategy with spots that try to bring him down a peg or two.
You've seen the ad.
I don't take money from oil companies.
No candidate does. It's been against the law for 100 years. But Barack Obama accepted $200,000 from executives and employees of oil companies.
And then, after Bittergate erupted, Clinton went on the air with this.
Barack Obama said that people in small towns cling to guns or religion as a way to explain their frustrations.
I was very insulted by Barack Obama.
It just shows how out of touch Barack Obama is.
Evan Tracy says his data show this ad is airing everywhere in Pennsylvania, except Philadelphia. Obama has responded by making ads about Clinton's ads. When Clinton was briefly booed during a speech on Monday,
I know that many of you, like me, were disappointed by recent remarks that he made. And
the Obama campaign quickly packaged that moment up as a TV ad.
Disappointed by recent remarks that he made.
There's a reason people are rejecting Hillary Clinton's attacks, because the same old Washington politics won't lower the price of gas.
Still, neither candidate has yet dared to run classic negative ads, the kind with dark imagery, grim music, and a voice of doom announcer. Republican media consultant Pat Griffin says the campaigns are being careful not to offend voters. But he says they're being so careful, even their edgier ads seem generic.
The Democrats have lost their ability to use advertising, no matter how many gross rating points they are buying, to kind of cut through.
He thinks the sheer volume of Democratic ads has also had a numbing effect, and John McCain is shrewdly sprinkling in a few of his own.
As president, John McCain will take the best ideas from both parties to spur innovation.
What it does is it allows people who are fed up with the ongoing food fight between Clinton and Obama to look at this thing and say, you know, this fellow McCain isn't so bad. He's looking like an adult.
And Griffin says he's watching the Democratic ads to find fodder for his own Republican spots this fall. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
You know, interest groups need a pile of cash to get a campaign message out, and it's not always clear where the money's coming from. You can visit npr.org/election to find out how you can pull back the curtain on some campaign expenditures.